بالله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Continue inshallah where we stopped yesterday, chapter 32. Obedience to the ruler is not obligatory in all things. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: واعلم أنه لا طاعة لبشر في معصية الله عز وجل، ومن كان من أهل الإسلام ولا يشهد على أحد ولا يشهد له بعمل خير ولا شر، فإنك لا تدري بما يختم له عند الموت، ترجو له رحمة الله وتخاف عليه، ولا تدري ما يسبق له عند الموت إلى الله من الندم، وما أحدث الله في ذلك الوقت إذا مات على الإسلام، ترجو له الرحمة وتخاف عليه ذنوبه، وما من ذنب إلا وللعبد منه توبة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله. The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, you should know that... The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "You should know that there is no obedience to a creature in disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. None should be testified for or against amongst the followers of Islam based on good or bad deeds. For you do not know what he will be made to end with at the time of death. Have hope of Allah's mercy." And for him, and fear for him. You do not know what will overtake him of regret at the time of death before Allah, and what Allah will cause to occur at the time if he dies in the state of Islam. Rather, you should have hope of mercy for him and fear of the consequences of his sins upon him, as there is no sin except that a slave is required to repent from it. Commentary, his saying, you should know that there is no obedience to a creature in disobedience to Allah. This is an exception to what has preceded. When he mentioned that it is obligatory to obey the one in authority, but this is not in everything. Rather, they are only to be obeyed in what does not involve sin. But if they order a sin, they should not be obeyed in the sin. It is mentioned in the hadith that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed a war commander for a brigade amongst the companions. When they were moving on the way, he said to them, gather firewood. When they gathered it, he said, light it. When they lit it, he said, enter into the fire. Did Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, listen and obey?
Isma'u wa ati'u.
But some of them said, we didn't obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except to flee from the fire. So why should we enter it? So when they refused to enter into it, when it reached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said,
أما إنهم لو دخلوها لم يخرجوا منها إنما الطاعة في المعروف.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, surely if they had entered it, they would have not come out of it. Obedience is only required in things required in what is right.
Okay, this will stop here quickly, inshallah. No obedience to anyone when it comes to the matter, when it against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we even say that to the wives and husbands. Sometimes the husbands command their wives something against the deen. We tell the wives, you don't listen to them. But for example, the wife was fasting of, you know, like voluntarily fasting, and her husband came home and he told her something, and she said, I'm fasting. He said, break your fast, and she refused. He told her, break her fast, and she refused. Then she thought she is on the right, and he thought he is on the right. And then when she both called me, and they said, who is right, Ya Sheikh? So what do you guys think? Does he have the right to break her fast?
Yes.
It's not an obligatory, and it's not a makeup. If it's a makeup day, he has to honor it. But if it's a voluntarily, and your husband tells you break your fast, maybe he has a haja. He has some needs. You tell him I'm fasting, then you are forcing him to fahisha. True. But if she tells him, no, I am making up for Ramadan, or I'm doing, you know, like, or of course, during the month of Ramadan, it's not going to be possible. But if any other voluntarily, no. So this is as much as household, because this is now, they are in authority. The man is the household, the head of the household. Now when it comes to the public, the rulers, whatever the ranking are, there are so many ranking right now. Even now these days, is a commander in the army becomes in charge in the whole country now. Who knows? Even probably the secretary now in charge of the whole country too. So subhanAllah. So when it comes to the matters, as we know from the hadith, this, he said, he lit the fire, he said, jump into the fire, and look, and their answer was, it's smart. They said, what? We followed the Prophet ﷺ to escape the fire, to escape from Jahannam. لِخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So the Prophet ﷺ will never, his deen never came to make it hard on the believers. On the contrary, this deen came to make it easy. It's a light after darkness, waves of darkness before us. You know, when was the last right path before the Prophet ﷺ? Few of the followers of Isa ﷺ, very few. But before that, it's all darkness and the wrong messages and wrong saying on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, wal'iyadu billah. So we have to understand that there is certain things that someone listen when it comes to the deen. But when any matters comes and you know that it has any negative impact on the Muslims anywhere, whether on a personal level, on a small level or bigger level, it's going to cause issue among the Muslims, you don't listen. But you know what the problem is? Many of us fall into these mistakes, and that's the reason what you see from all these jama'at wa ahzab, and the lack of unity, and there is not this relationship. Yeah. Believe it or not, the lady who cleaned our masjid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her, she's from South Sudan. She came here, was sponsored by the church in Germantown here. Her and her family, you know, during the mess in Sudan. And they were among those who struggle and suffer. So she was fortunate that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they sponsored her and her family. Not only that, the church gave her health insurance, benefits, a house. They have, I don't know, 100 acre plus. Look how much they develop on a bigger level. And they build homes and they bring these people and let them live there, and they preach them about their deen. Try to, okay, this is our deen, this is our love. On a smaller level, on ourselves, look at ourselves here. Look how big we are and how big the crowd is in this masjid. But when it comes to a call of, yeah, like yesterday, you mean the example, you don't need more example than just come yesterday to the fundraising and just look and feel sorry about our situation. I cannot say more than this. This by itself, it shows you exactly the problem with us. Maybe not all of us, of course. We don't generalize, but many. And that's because someone is putting their ears in the wrong side. And here it said, لا طاعة, when it comes to the matter if there's ma'asiyah لله سبحانه وتعالى. And the ma'asiyah could be, it could be on, it doesn't matter how level the ma'asiyah is, whether this much or whether that much, it is still a ma'asiyah or not. Mm-hmm. Still a ma'asiyah. So no one can come. And that's a problem, exactly what happened in our countries when these called to these young men and they left in the street against the army and they got shot. And some said, blame the army. And some said, blame the others. And everybody putting the fingers. Who is the victim here? Those young ages, young men who did not even start in the peak of their life, they became a victim of listening to the wrong crowd. Just because, go to the street, stand in front of the army, face the haqq, they are batil, this is dalal, but there is a leader. You don't like the leader or you don't like it, this is something different, but we don't send someone, and this army is made to what? To bring peace, right? These army, they are not there standing there just because of they like to stand. They are armed, and they listen to what? To orders. And if the orders come to them, pull the trigger, what are they going to do? Otherwise, they will be going to military court, and they will be punished badly. Not saying that, yeah, you know, give the order, but this is how it is. So why you need to stand up in front of them and make this issue? Just because we listen. Nobody can say this is wrong, and nobody wants to listen to the word. No, this is not the way we need to change. We have to change. No, there's no such thing we have to change. The deen is, alhamdulillah, our masajid is opened. Alhamdulillah. Our masajid is providing the ilm and the knowledge about Islam. Alhamdulillah. Now, whether we want to think that about the corruption in the country and the stealing, it is in every country. The corruption in our Muslim world, the roots are too deep in the ground. Not me and not you and not many generations will change it. Right? So therefore, the only thing we can do is the dua. The dua is salah. That nad'u bis salah. Nad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yarhamana. Nad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an la yawalli alayna shirarana. Nad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiq al-hukam, the leaders of all Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them bitana salihah, give them a righteous and good advisors, that give them the right advice to go on the right path. But there is mistakes, alhamdulillah, it is between them and Allah. But this is all what it is, it's about isma'u wa ati'u, not in everything. Isma'u wa ati'u, as long as it's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But for some of them, said, we didn't obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except to flee from the fire. So why would we enter it? So they refused to enter it. When it reached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, surely, if they entered it, they would not have come out of it. Obedience is only required in what is right. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, لا طاعت
لا طاعت لمخلوق في معصية الخالق.
There is no obedience to a creature and no disobedience to the Creator. Allah the Most High said regarding the parents,
أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير وإن جاهداك لآية.
Give thanks to me and to your parents. Unto me is the final destination. But if they both strive with you,
the parents.
That is the parents.
Mm-hmm.
To make you join and worship with me others that which you have no knowledge, then obey them not, but behave with them in the world kindly, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and obedience. Then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do.
We'll stop here, inshallah. So this is a quick example here. We'll stop here just because of the time. The matter of obedience even to the parents. And that happened too, by the way, in our communities. There are brothers and there are sisters who their parents are not Muslims. And they tell me what is the limit for us to obey our parents? Because they are from different faiths. I tell them, you obey them as long as they do not come between you and the deen. I don't know if I remember, I told you about one of the brothers and his father died in his home and he was against the deen. Did I mention that to you, right? And they found him dead. He's retired and he is well established, wealthy. But he was always against the will of his son becoming a Muslim. And every time he comes pick him up, he always mark the deen of Islam and mark, you know, astaghfirullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his son will tell him while they're driving, because he's driving. The son tell him, pull over because I cannot hear this. SubhanAllah, look at this. This is a person who has only been in Islam for a few years. Look how the love to Islam is. We grew up Muslims and we still, our hearts is not clean inside. SubhanAllah, there is something inside of our hearts, dark. I don't know what causes darkness is being away from these blessing books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with, the Quran and these books of ilm. And he would refuse to stop, and he has to make him to listen, and then he will tell him, I don't listen to you, and I don't want to mock your deen because Allah commanded me. The brothers, mashallah, is very well, he reads a lot, and he knows exactly the meaning of قول الله سبحانه وتعالى وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معه حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره. If you hear the word, the ayat of Allah and His Messenger that is being mocked, do not sit in that gathering until they change it. Or ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Or don't curse those who worship other gods beside Allah, so they don't curse God ignorantly. So look at Allah, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that. So don't mock them, so they don't mock your deen. Don't curse, because they're going to curse back at you, and then you will cause the insult to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, this is not our deen. So he let go of his father, and he exactly, subhanAllah, know from Surah Al-Mumtahina, قول الله سبحانه وتعالى قد كان لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. The ayah. He understands the meaning of that ayah, means those followers of Ibrahim, they disown their people because they're disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know you and we don't have nothing to do with you unless you come back to your senses and worship our Rabb. Subhanallah. And who is this example to whom? To the followers of the Prophet. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ يَا أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. This is the example you want to follow. في إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام وعلى رسولنا الصلاة والسلام والذين معه and those who are with him. So this is the way that they understand the ayat. So he knows that. And I don't take you a lie. I respect you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, just exactly when he said, be kindly in this world to them. Be in this world, or something like that. Be kind to them in this world. Be kind to them. That's it. And the months goes by, they called him. Guess what? He was found dead in his home for a few days. And even when they only found out when his neighbors did not see him for a few days. And when she came to the house and knocked on the door, she smelled bad smell. He already decomposed, brother. So fast. You know, SubhanAllah, you know what, SubhanAllah, look at how our deen, it tells you what? From the sunnah is what? To bury. SubhanAllah. We don't hold bodies, we don't bomb the bodies. Bomb the bodies. Don't worry, there's going to be a lot of bombs in the hereafter. Astaghfiruka Rabbi wa natubu alayk. Bombing in the dunya and bombing in the akhirah. A'awla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, bombing, ya Sheikh. Bombing what? Has minha khalaqnakum. Wa minha nu'idukum. Wa fiha nu'idukum. Wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Minha wa ilayha. We came from this belly. We go back to this belly. So this is the results of those. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So let's always understand that this is, we have rights to each other as long as it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those مَنْ يَتَعَاوَنُونَ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى ولا يتعاونون على الإثم والعدوان. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. بارك الله فيكم. يا رب.